Sechet for Yom Parabev Mishnah Beit Kedera Shehim Alei Amaskin Venaga Bat for Yom. A pot that is filled with liquid, and it's for Yom came to contact with the liquid inside the pot. Emay Amaskin Truma Hamaskin Psula in Ba Kedera Tayra. If the liquid inside the pot was Truma, that liquid of Truma would become pasul while the pot would remain tar. As the Tfuyan that comes into contact with Truma causes the Truma to become pasul, the Truma becomes a Shlishi. But the Truma is only pasul, not Tame, it can't be Matami, something else, and therefore the pot remains tar. But if the liquid inside the pot was Chula and it wasn't Truma, in such a case, even though the Tfuyan came into contact with the liquid inside the pot, that liquid would remain tar. As the Tfuyan pasul Truma, but does not pasul Chula, as chulin can only become a sheni, not a shlishi. It's tfuyan that comes into contact with truma makes it into a shlishi, but chulin cannot become a shlishi. It's tfuyan that comes into contact with chulin would not possible be metame the chulin, so therefore the liquid and the pot would remain tar. Now, even though we have a general rule that the rabbanim were geizer that any tuma that possibles truma, if that tuma comes into contact with liquid, even though the liquid is not truma, it's chulin, it would become a rishon. That's a gzeira di rabbanim. But a tfuyom is an exception to the rule, as a tfuyom, even though when he comes into contact with truma, he passes the truma, but a tfuyom that comes into contact with liquid, which is not truma, would not pass or be metame the liquid at all. The liquid would not become tame. But if the hands of the tfuyom were tame, he has tami dam, he had not washed his hands. In such a case, when he touches the liquid inside the pot, not only is the liquid tame, but the pot also is tame. And there are butter work guys that tami dam, hands that were not washed. If he touches truma, the truma becomes puzzle. And the rule would apply that anything that puzzles truma, if it would come into contact with liquid, even if the liquid is not truma, the liquid would become a rishon. So in this case, since the tfuyom is tami dami, his hands, that are tami had not washed his hands, when he touches liquid, even though the liquid is not truma, it becomes a rishon, and that liquid inside the pot, which became a rishon, would turn around and be mitame the pot. And the pot also would become tami. Even though normally Kalim can only become tamer from an avatuma, not a rishon latuma. The liquid inside the pot is only a rishon latuma. But the rabbanim would guide that liquid, which is a rishon latuma, would be mitami kalim. So therefore, not only is the liquid tame, but the pot also is tame. Zeh chaymer biyadayim, maybe it's full yom. This is a stringency that we find by yadayim that are tame that we don't find by the tuma of it's full yom. As it's full yom only pasul truma, not chula. As opposed to yadayim that are tame, even though it's only a tuma derabbanan, and it's not really tuma, it's just tam yadayim, it's hands that were not washed. But the rabbanim would guide that's tami yadayim, not only for the pasul truma, but it would make liquid into a rishon. So that's the stringency that we find by yadayim that we don't find by its tfuyom. As its tfuyom would not make liquid into a rishon, it only pasul truma, it would not be mitami chula. The chaymer by tfuyom may be yadayim, but we do have a stringency by the tuma of its tfuyom that we don't find by the tuma of tami yadayim. Shesafik tfuyom posed also truma, b'hai yadayim speak unto. Suffix full young would pass with truma. If there's a suffix, whether it's full young came into contact with truma or not, the truma would be possible, may suffix, but a suffix tuma of yadayim would be tar. This is a stringency that we find by full young that we don't find by yadayim, and a suffix yadayim is tar. Suffix full young, parabase, Mishnah, Gemma, Makfish, or truma, Vashum, Vashem, and Shel Chulin. Somebody who has porridge, which is truma, but the garlic and the oil in the porridge is chulin, is not truma. Shenagat full young, but mixasan, possible is chulin. If a full young comes into contact with part of the garlic or the oil, the entire part becomes pasul. Even though it's tfuyom only pasul truma upon contact, not chulin. And the shuman and the shemen are chulin. But since the shuman and the shemen are batul to the part, there's only a little bit of garlic and oil compared to the entire part, so the shuman and shemen are also treated as truma, and it's tfuyom that touches even part of the shuman or shemen would pasul the entire part. Hamakfish or chulin by shum by shemen or truma. But if it was the opposite, that the part was of chulin, and only the garlic and the oil that was in the part was of truma. Shenagat tfuyom b'miksasan lo pasul ela mako mako. In such a case, if the tfuyom comes into contact with part of the garlic or the oil that is inside the part, he would only pasul the garlic and the oil that he touched. The rest of the part would be tar. As only the shum and the shaman are truma, not the rest of the part, so only the part of the garlic oil that came into contact with the tfuyom would become pasul. But the rest of the part would remain tar, as the part in its entirety is treated as chulin, not as truma, since only the garlic and the oil on the part is truma, so only the part of the garlic and the oil that the tfuyom came into contact with would be possible. The rest would be tar. Bimhaya shum maruba hochin acharub. But if the garlic which was truma and put into the part was the robe, the majority of the part was the garlic which was truma. In such a case, the entire part is treated as truma, and any part of the part that the tfuyom touches would cause the entire part to become pasul. And since the majority of the part was garlic, which was truma, even though the rest of the part was chulin, But the shum, which was truma, caused it that the entire parge treated as truma, and any part of the parge that the tefillin comes into contact with would cause the entire parge to become puzzled. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amasai, Bizman Shehen Gush Bakar. Rabbi Yehuda said, when do we say that the majority of the parge was from the garlic, which was truma? Do we treat the entire parge as truma? That's only if the garlic was put as is in the kara, in the plate, with the rest of the parge. Meaning to say that the garlic was not chopped before it was put in. So it's one mass when it was put into the parge. So therefore, since the garlic is the majority of the entire parge, is treated as truma. But if the garlic was chopped with the chopper before it was put into the parge, in such a case, we would not treat the entire parge as truma. Since he wanted to scatter the garlic in the parge, the garlic is not considered the main part of the parge, so therefore, only the part of the garlic that Tfuyon touches would be puzzle, but the rest of the parge would be tar, as the parge in its entirety would not be treated as truma, even though the garlic, which is truma, is a row. But since he wanted to scatter the garlic among the parge, the garlic is not considered the main part of the parge, and only the part of the garlic that Tfuyon touches would be puzzle, but the rest of the parge would be tar. The same thing would be true but other things that are chopped with liquid, such as wheat. Generally, it's moistened before it is chopped. And if the wheat is truma and it's chopped up and put into a parge, it would have the same din as garlic. That if a tefillin touches part of it, it only passes the part that he touches, the rest of the part would be tar. But if it's put in one clump into the parge, in such a case, if it's the majority of the parge, then the entire part would be treated as truma. Something that generally chopped with liquid, such as wheat, is generally moistened before it's chopped. If the person went ahead and chopped the wheat without liquid, he didn't moisten it before he chopped. And the wheat, which was truma, was put into one clump into the parge. It wasn't scattered in the parge, it was put in as one clump into the parge. That wheat would be treated like pressed dates, that the din by pressed dates is. That it's way on the touches part of it, only possible the part that he touches, not the rest. So to this wheat, even though it was put in one clump into the car, into the plate that holds the parge, since it was chopped without liquid, it would be treated like an eagle shall debate law, that a tefillin that touches part of it would only pass on that part, not the rest, other part.